want to turn to a topic we've discussed quite a bit over the past few months, diversity in the tech industry. Just recently, one of the biggest names in tech, Google, has started talking openly for the first time about diversity. Last week, Google published a report breaking down its workforce based on gender and ethnicity. The report shows that 30% of Google's U.S. workforce is female, 70% is male. As far as race goes, 2% of the workforce is black, 3% is Hispanic, 31% is Asian, and 61% is white. And those numbers, as you might imagine, don't come close to reflecting U.S. demographics. We wanted to talk more about this with two people who've thought a lot about this issue and who've joined us before. Hadi Partovi is the founder of the nonprofit Code.org. Beginning this fall, the organization will partner with public school districts around the country to provide computer science instruction to more than 2 million students. Hadi, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And Kalima Pryforce is also back with us. He is the co-founder of Kino Labs, which launched the first hackathon focused on black male achievement in Oakland. Kalima, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
And before we go any further, I do want to mention that we did contact Google to ask them if they'd like to join our conversation. They declined to speak with us, but instead they sent us this statement from Google's Senior Vice President of People Operations, Laszlo Bock, quote, "We are not where we want to be when it comes to diversity. It is hard to address these kinds of challenges if you are not prepared to discuss them openly and with the facts. All our diversity efforts, including going public with these numbers, are designed to ensure Google recruits and retains many more women and minorities in the future." End quote. So, Kalima, I'm going to start with you. It's interesting because we have talked before about the unwillingness of tech players to even discuss these issues. So do you applaud Google for coming open with it, or getting open with it? Mm-hmm.
What Google shared was courageous and showed leadership. Not a lot of tech companies are doing this or showing their numbers. The problem I have is the language that they used in their blog, correlating their lack of diversity by using stats, you know, about women and minorities and the computer science degrees. It's a deficit approach rather than an asset-based conversation. Very 20th century talk for a 21st century company.
What do you mean by that? It's deficit-oriented as opposed to what should they – what would you have preferred that they had said? Would you have preferred that they would have talked about the benefits of diversity?
Yeah. Talk about the benefits of diversity or even talk about inclusion, that Google is working on and continuously improving their work environment to make sure that women and minorities feel like Google is a great place to be at and as well as that the tech industry, that we're doing things to change some of the pipelines that exist in the tech industry sometimes don't encourage women and minorities to even want to become players.
Hadi, what about that? What Kalima's talking about, I think, is the passage in their blog where the spokesman talks about their struggle to recruit and retain women and minorities. He talks about, for example, women earn roughly 18% of all computer science degrees in the United States. Blacks and Hispanics make up under 10% of U.S. college grads and collect fewer than 5% of degrees in CS majors, respectively. And so that's, I think, what Kalima is talking about. How does that strike you?
Yeah, well, I mean, at Code.org, we're completely focused on the education pipeline that leads to people pursuing computer science. And, you know, if you look at the stats, the percentage of women at Google is actually higher than the overall percentage of women in software jobs in general. In the industry at whole, software jobs are 23% women. And that itself is, again, higher than the percentage at the school level. At the high school level or the college level, it's 15 to 18%. So it's quite difficult if you're trying to hire people who've studied computer science when the actual field isn't producing an evenly balanced representation of the genders.
I understand that you're working on addressing that pipeline issue, Hadi, but what are your thoughts about the way Google framed this? I mean, obviously, we would have loved to have talked to them to understand what it is about now, especially since people, they've been excoriated for refusing to talk about these issues, and they say that they were wrong. So the way that they framed this, do you agree with it or disagree with it? How do you find this helpful?
I don't mince words on the wording of the blog as much as I think it's great and courageous to actually publish the stats. I think it's a good thing because you can't solve a problem unless you start discussing it.
Kalima, talk a little bit more about your sense of why there needs to be a more positive focus on describing the benefits of inclusion. Can you give us an example about that?
See, I'd have to disagree. Language is really important. It determines whether or not It's like, for example, some of the comments that I read on the blog from Google employees that they same thing. They said, oh, well, you have this many women who have degrees and yet Google has 30%. And so we're doing fine. Everything's great. Rather than being able to look at it and go, OK, you know what? Maybe the system has to change. The game has to change. And that doesn't mean, oh, well, we need more players. It actually means that we need to be able to change some of the rules that govern and the culture that govern technology.
Well, you were telling us, Kalima, about something earlier. I think we, in our, one of our earlier conversations, there was a conversation around Google Maps avoiding certain areas that are called, quote, bad neighborhoods. And you were saying if there had perhaps been more diversity on the team that was discussing that, that might have been a different approach. Right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, last year, Google was introducing features about how to sort of avoid certain areas. Like, sort of, for example, when you're walking, you don't want to take a highway in order to get to your destination. But what it did is also opened up a conversation about avoiding the hood. A ghetto tracker was an app that came out, and it was all these conversations in Silicon Valley about that. And of course, you know, if you have more minorities and women and you know, sort of in the at the table and discussing it, they'll go, well, wait a minute. So then, should there be sort of pins on maps that show where there's been police brutality in my neighborhood, or where there have been rapes in my neighborhood? And so I think that that's something that that Google is poised to be able to use data to be able to create inclusive technology.
Final thought from you? I'm particularly interested in whether you think that this will have an effect. I understand we have a little bit of a disagreement about how the way this is being framed. And so, you know, I appreciate that. But do you feel that their willingness to come forward, however they've chosen to do it, will have an impact on the rest of the industry?
Yes, for sure. I think the industry at large is not as diverse as it would like to be. And there's a diversity problem pretty much in any tech company, whether it's on the gender or ethnicity. And I think it's a helpful thing to sort of shed a light on that so people can collectively think about how to solve the problem.
Do you really? I mean, can I parse your words a little bit that they would like to be? Do we really think that? I mean, aren't they powerful players in this marketplace? And if they'd want to be, you know, why aren't they, right?
That I think is not as easy. It's not, you know, it is not easy if you're trying to hire 1,000 software engineers and the graduating classes have a 15 or 16% female. It's hard to make the numbers on who you want to hire. So there, some of the challenges, I'm sure, are around discrimination at the hiring side of things. Some of the challenges for sure are in terms of retention. It's harder to retain somebody who feels excluded. But the hardest challenge, I believe, is the one that I'm trying to solve, which is the pipeline in the first place, making sure that graduating out of college, there's a 50-50 balance between men and women, which would then provide a far greater wave of improvement in these numbers.
All right. Well, let's keep us posted, will you? Hardy Partovi is the founder of the nonprofit Code.org. Beginning this fall, the organization will partner with public school districts around the country to provide computer instruction to more than 2 million students. With us from member station KUOW in Seattle, Kalima Pryforce is co-founder of Kino Labs, and he launched the first hackathon focused on black male achievement in Oakland. He was with us from San Francisco. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.